Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's where we find Greg Brown a little early, because an hour from now we'll be listening to Aaron Rodgers talk as a Steeler for the first time. Greg, we had Dan Zangrilli on yesterday. You know what a good job he does. And he seems convinced that Donnie Kelly is in this for the long haul. He said he'd be shocked if Kelly isn't back as manager next year, and says, look, they didn't even put the interim tag on him when he replaced Eric Shelton, which leads everyone to believe that they are committed to Donnie Kelly for the long term. Do you agree with that, Greg?
100%. Yeah, I don't think there's a doubt in my mind. He's in it for a long, long while. And there's a reason why they didn't put the interim tag, as Dan said, and they've made it clear that he's not an interim manager. And it's tremendous that we've discussed it on occasion on this day, the past couple of weeks since Donnie took over, and he's been even better than I possibly could have dreamed. He's unbelievable right now. This guy is everything you could want in a Pittsburgh Pirates manager, and I think that's key. You mentioned the hometown guy. We have a guy now who's invested in this history and in this organization, who wears the uniform proudly. I think that is important in a town like Pittsburgh, that we have a guy like Donnie as the manager, and we see what's happened since he took over.
The other point about him being in it for the long haul, Greg, is that it would seem then that Ben Cherington's job is very much safe no matter what happens the rest of the way, because a new GM would presumably want say-so in his field manager if one was hired.
Well, I mean, maybe, yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I'm thinking
I'm asking, is your opinion the same as mine, that typically in baseball that's how it would work? If you were going to switch GMs, the new guy would, broadly speaking, have his say in who's going to be the next manager?
I mean, that does happen, but there are many, many instances where a new GM takes over and keeps the guy. But the bottom line is, you know, in terms of where things stand right now, Don Kelly is here for the long haul, regardless of what happens anywhere else in the organization.
So we've got June Brian Reynolds has arrived, not quite to the degree he usually does, but better than he has, Brownie, played this year. Why are some? Have you ever asked these guys why certain guys with goofy splits like Reynolds, just being basically an MVP candidate in June, separate from the rest of the months, why that happens for certain players?
I've asked them, Chris, and there's never an answer. There's never a legitimate. They always say, well, you know, if I knew that, I'd pretend, you know, April or June. But players that get off the slow starts historically, they just can't figure it out. I will say I had an interesting conversation a few weeks ago with Matt Haig, the hitting coach, and I don't know if it's well known or there's a common belief that it takes usually a couple of months for anything new in baseball. It takes a couple of months for, in this instance, like a hitting coach and philosophies and that kind of thing to kind of take hold. And so, you know, again, we know that the history of Brian Reynolds is that he's been a kind of a slow starter, and June is his hottest month. Well, Reynolds wasn't the only one that was really struggling offensively. You can see that some other guys that are starting to hit now that June has come, whether it's the Heat or whether it's the Hague philosophy starting to take hold. But whatever it is, it's working right now. It's contagious.
Greg, you said that Donnie Kelly has exceeded your wildest dreams as Pirates manager so far. He does have a winning record. What has he done in that role that's led you to feel that way about him?
Well, a couple things, Andrew. First of all, he's also, and I like this stat, he's 15-11 in CGMs, complete games managed. So his record is even better than the one game over 500. And as my calculations are correct, the run differential for the Pirates this season is minus 54. It's plus 3 under Kelly. I think what he's done first and foremost is communicate with each player, and that's not easy to do on a pretty regular basis. They know where he stands. He knows where they stand, each player. He converses with each player and with members of the media in a genuine fashion. There's nothing phony about his enthusiasm for baseball, for the Pirates, for this gig. I have believed over the years that if any individual can spot a fraud, a phony, it's a baseball player. I don't know why that is. I guess it's because they're hanging around each other for 8 months of the year, every single day. But that these guys can detect, they've got radar on phoniness. And Don Kelly is the real deal. And they appreciate, stands up for them, not just by arguing with umpires, but just listen to his post-game or pre-game press conferences. Always positive, always talking up a guy. Dennis Santana gave up a home run, I think against Houston, the start of this homestand. And afterwards, somebody asked him about Santana, and he just unabashedly, and rightfully so, but he talked up Santana like, oh, man, this guy has been so good for us, so great. And in so many words said, you know, he'll get right back out there and he'll deal. I mean, that means something to these players. And sure enough, Santana's gone out there and been lights out since.
Had Derek Shelton lost these guys in the very same aspects and things that you're saying Donnie Kelly does well? Had Shelton, to your understanding, started to lose guys that way?
I don't know the answer to that, Chris. I don't know. I can't ask. I can't say that he had. I can just say that the atmosphere around the ball club was not good. Now, I don't want to just point the finger at Derek Shelton. You know, and other things have happened, too, since Donnie has arrived, and it just maybe the stars have aligned. You know, Nick Gonzalez returns, Spencer Horwitz returns. That's helped. They've made a couple of moves that seem minor that have helped transaction-wise with the bullpen and so on. But it is a different atmosphere, and maybe so. I think Clint Hurdle said that everybody has a shelf life, and I guess that's probably true with managers, and maybe Derek Shelton's expiration date had come to pass, and a new voice in the clubhouse was needed. There's a refreshing, almost from day one, a refreshing, feel-good atmosphere in that clubhouse, in that dugout, and you can see it, the way the players just walk around, how people are engaged now. This has been going on, well, again, almost from day one, that it's just like a cloud has been lifted, and the players are feeling it.
Paul Skeens was a tough luck, no decision getter on Sunday. Pitched into the eighth inning again. He has won only one of his last eight starts, which is mind-boggling based on how he's pitched. Zangrilli said yesterday, Greg, that because these old stodgy baseball writers are so set in their ways, he does not believe, Dan that is, that a pitcher with a losing record can win the Cy Young Award. It's never happened, and he doesn't think it'll start now. Do you agree with that?
I think it could happen. I think it could start now if he ends up in every other category aspect, being the best pitcher. I think that those old stodgy writers, I think that there are fewer of them in the voting process, and I think they rely much more now on current analytics. And I guess Kodai Senga has an ERA of like 1.5.
Yep.
So I could see that he ends up winning. Now I'm not saying they're out to change it, but I think that they will certainly look at every category. And if Senga has a winning record and a lower ERA, if this continues, I could see him winning it. But if Eames is outright a clear favorite in terms of all the other stats, aside from the wins and losses, I think he still can win it.
I'm with you, Brownie. I think if he reverses Jacob deGrom's 2018 record of 10-9 and goes 9-10 with a 170 ERA, I think he would win it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I agree. And he's going to end up, if I've had to put money on it, I put money on he ends up with a winning record anyway. So,
Brownie, well, let's hope so, but every time he pitches, they get him no runs. So it's hard to win games
but
when the offense gives
but
you zero.
But maybe that's going to change, Brownie, because his personal catcher, Henry Davis, is starting to show maybe a sign, right? Right?
Well, you're
100%. Give me some hope, Brownie.
Well, 100%. And then the offense is, I know it struggled. It struggled also with Keller. Keller's on the mound today.
Yep.
But as we have been saying from opening day, that they don't have to score 10 like they did last night. They need to score 4. And he'll win more ball games, and I think they're starting to do that slowly but surely. The offense is coming around, and the other thing about Don Kelly, he's unafraid. We see him a big stolen base the other night for O'Neill Cruz late in ball games. Rarely do teams do that. They're fearful in a close game to steal in a tight game late. They did that. They do more hitting and running. The bunt by Hayes, everything. It's a different feel, and I think the offense has improved. Maybe not dramatically, but enough that Schemes' wins will start to rack up.
Greg, we saw Roman Anthony get called up by the Red Sox yesterday. Do you think we see Bubba Chandler here next week?
I thought he might be in here this homestand, but in his last start, I actually watched it, and his command was not great. So I think it's a matter of whether he goes out there and shows. It's just not automatic that he comes up in whatever it would be, 6 days or a week. He's got to consistently go out there and show the good command, because really, Andrew, there's not a great demand for him either. With Roman Anthony, and I think Alex Cora said it as much, that this is not ideal. In other words, if we had our druthers, he'd still be in the minors. But they're so desperate for offense in Boston, they called him up, I think, earlier than they had wanted. And right now, the Pirates don't have a great need from their pitching staff to call up Chandler, unless he makes it clear that there's just nothing else he can prove down at AAA.
Well, I think to fill a great, I mean, they don't have a great need, but I would suppose that he's a much better pitcher than Mike Burrows, right? I mean,
well,
that's,
I don't know that. I don't. I mean,
he better be. He's the number one pitching prospect in baseball. He better be way better than Burrows.
Well, we've heard that before. I mean, Ben Burrows was a top pitching prospect. He's one of the top pitching prospects before he got
called
up.
Yes, but this is the guy.
Last year.
I mean, he should be like.
Yeah, but it's not automatic. He comes in and starts winning all these ball games. That's my point. Until he proves
Greg,
down there that he is
ready. You're not
supposed
to be the guy that's raining on the Bubba Chandler parade. You're supposed to be the guy that's the drum leader or band leader of it.
I'm a truth teller, Andrew. You know that.
I understand
that,
but
I get criticized for telling the truth, but I'm sorry. I'm a truth teller.
I get that, but I am surprised to hear you say, let's pump the brakes on Bubba Chandler a little bit. That's all.
I didn't say let's pump the brakes on Bubba Chandler. Never said that.
You did not say that exactly, but I am inferring.
Not even close.
Well, you said was, unless he proves that there's nothing left for him to accomplish down there.
Yes.
Now, he's got a 249 ERA, and he's striking out 12.5 batters per nine.
Yes, Greg, I don't think there is anything left to prove there, buddy.
Andrew, have you watched his starts down there?
No, I have not.
Okay, I have.
So what does he have to work on?
Command.
So let me get this straight.
Look, just go back. You don't even have to watch the games. Just
he's
go
walking
back
four per nine.
Okay, just,
so that's it.
Just let me just make sure I hear this right. If you had a game to save the Brown Clan's lives, and you could either pick Bubba Chandler or Mike Burrows to pitch that game right now. You're telling me you'd pick Mike Burrows? Get out of here, Greg.
That is a terrible scenario.
No, it's not.
I have no idea. Pony's favorite rhetorical trap.
If you've watched every one of Bubba Chandler's starts, you should be able to answer that question.
In the minor leagues. So right now in the big leagues, I'd have to say Burrows because I've not seen Chandler throw one pitch in the big leagues.
Okay.
It's such a different game.
Between
the major leagues and the minor leagues.
No doubt, so but before different. I saw Paul Skenes pitch a game in the major leagues, I was pretty convinced he was better than Carmen Majinski.
I will say this to maybe put a capper on this. Yes, indeed. I'm not falling back. I'm still sticking to my guns in terms of how he has to absolutely prove at AAA. And I may have said this a couple of weeks ago, as a well-established veteran scout told me toward the end of spring training this year, he had gone around to see a bunch of games, and I will not forget this conversation. I said, how you been? Good. He said, I just saw Bubba Chandler the other day, and then I was not watching every single Pirate game. And he said, he's got the best stuff of any pitcher. And I said, yeah, of any Pirate pitcher, I know that. He goes, no. Of any pitcher that I've seen in Florida, he has the best stuff by far. So it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. That's all there is to it.
And I think he'll do great. Meanwhile, you'll be keeping your fingers crossed that we get through five innings with him.
And the Filippone family will put all their chips in on on Chandler rather than Burrows.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine.
See you, Greg. Good talk. We'll
see you guys.
Do it again next
good
week.
Good talk.
Greg
all right,
Brown.
See ya.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.